They've added half-baked pizzas that you finish at home, and some of their most popular dishes like chicken parmesan, pastas, and salads are available. Biggie's will be offering free delivery within a 5-mile radius. Give them a call at 781-0060 to put in your order for pickup or delivery today. Thanks to everyone who continues to support local.
There's no better time to get those gardens and greens around the house, and Franklin Group and Associates is here for you. They are a generational family-owned business carrying a wide variety of locally grown annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, flowering shrubs, and potted plants. They are currently taking personal delivery orders and providing curbside pickup. They work with the best landscape designers in the area and are waiting to fill your order. Call Jack now at 314-422-7056 to experience a product second to none.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Are you looking for a place to work with competitive pay and a great reputation? Then Kenstra Ready Mix Concrete is the company for you. They're hiring now, so apply at KenstraReadyMix.com. They complete a variety of projects while delivering the most advanced concrete in the world. A fourth-generation family business, they prioritize safety for their employees and the public. Compensation is $25 per hour minimum with full benefits, with local deliveries only, meaning your home every night. Visit KenstraReadyMix.com for details. That's KIENSTRA ReadyMix.com.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season. With low inventories and less competition, homes are fetching higher prices. To leverage a higher price home, call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
590 The Fan is a locally owned and operated business that wants to help your business during this pandemic. Do you need to find new ways to reach your customers? Would you like to promote your business now so you are top of mind right after the crisis has resolved? Well, you can with no strings attached. We are offering a no-charge advertising campaign, first come, first serve, during the month of May. Please email the sales at 590thefan.com with your contact name, email, and phone number, and a sales manager will contact you within 24 hours.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
One Cool Woman in a Black Dress, The Hollies.
Well done.
Thank you. Don't know much about much music, but I do know that because this is one of my drive fast songs. This is one of the songs I say when it comes on, like right about now. That's when you start accelerating. Can't help it.
Hey, we've done this song before, and I was thinking about asking the guys to do it on our next Facebook Live. For you.
And their reaction to that was?
Hell no! No, I haven't asked them yet. But we all know the song.
Well, you may know the song, but only you will know when you rehearse it whether it sounds good or not.
Oh, we've played it before. It sounds good.
Okay. And when is that concert again?
The 16th of May.
Oh.
From 5
Old
to 8.
For the trivia night. 5 to yeah. 8. What? 3 hours?
Yeah. We're going to actually be playing at a place outside a little drive. It's going to be a drive-in type of thing, setting. Yeah, in a parking lot.
You talked about a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, as we get closer.
Yeah.
We'll have to... So they can either go to the thing by car or, you know, watch online.
Yeah.
All right. Pretty cool. Let me take a moment to change where you do your backing unless you already back at First Community Credit Union. If you do, thank you. I'm pretty sure you've probably told them your AM and the PM by now. I hope you have. First Community Credit Union is one of those businesses deemed essential, and if any business... And if that makes sense for any business, certainly banking would be one. People have to pay their bills. They have to deposit checks, whether they're still getting paychecks or government. I mean, you need a banking facility. And there are thousands and thousands of them. I don't know anything about banking. I never worked in a bank. But here's what I do know, and that is that most of us use a bank for the same things, credit card, debit card, car loan, home loan, checking, savings, whatever. And in many ways, they're all kind of the same. Some ways they're not. One of the ways is rates. There is a difference in rates. And you start to notice what a difference a lower rate can make. When it translates into your monthly payment and you realize that, you know, maybe First Community Credit Union can save you $50 or $100 a month as opposed to the place where you, that gets your attention. And that's one of the reasons a lot of people change is because they hear either from friends or from the show or whatever the incredible competitive rates on not only money you borrow but money you save. So give that some thought. We don't ask for a lot here. This is not Channel 9 where we come on and do, you know, 15-minute breaks begging for money. We don't ask for much on this show. The only thing we really ask is that you make sure you let the advertisers you hear me speak for, you let them know that you're contacting them because of this show and that you're AM and the PM. That's all we ask. We've never even once told you, you have to do business with the businesses that I speak for. You don't have to. We think you should feel pressure to bank at First Community Credit Union. Pressure because you're AM and the PM, and without them and the other people you hear me speak for, shows off the air, there's the pressure, but you don't have to. I'm asking this. Think about it. Since you have to bank somewhere, and if you have no real... I mean, if there's no reason that you can't leave, and for most of you there's not, think about leaving. Close your accounts. Reopen them. It's not that big a deal. You might have a lot of extra time right now. It's a good time to do it. And become a member. And join all of us who think this is a great place to bank. And real quickly, just to summarize what we've been telling you, it pretty much is banking as usual. Most people now do most of their banking online. That hasn't changed. If there's anything you need to go to the bank for, go to the drive-up window. It's kind of the same thing as walking up to the teller's window. You're just not in the lobby and can't grab a bag of popcorn. That's it. Anything else that might be an exception? An appointment? And you're in. And you're meeting with the person you need to meet with. First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Our next participant is brought to you, as so many are, by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States for a lot of good reasons. The preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl champions. Would you please welcome, as we do every Tuesday, Dan Buffa.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, Buffa?
I'm doing really well. It's It's just another Tuesday. Again, this is the only way I keep tracking my weeks. It's because
just another magic Tuesday.
There it is.
That was Monday, but I changed the word. Yeah, thank you. I changed one word of the song.
Reloaded.
Now, before go ahead, before you
manic,
not magic. It is manic. You're right. Just another manic Monday. I'm sorry, I messed that up. Before you do what you're going to do, and we let listeners jump in, I might add for the listeners the phone numbers if you want to chime in and go, found a great series or great movie or whatever. 314-821-0590-855-282-8255. The only update that I have regarding our viewing, I don't know, schedule that we're on now, is we've pretty much decided we're staying the course with the Sons of Anarchy until we get through all seven seasons. I am tonight, episode 7, season 6.
Oh.
So we're a season and a half away from the end of Sons of Anarchy. So that's all I have to contribute, because I really haven't bothered to watch or discover much else. I want to get through the Sons of Anarchy, hopefully by the weekend, if I can.
That's so good, though. That's good.
Dan, are these calls for Dan Buffa?
Yeah.
All right, and I'm going to call you Buffa, because if I say Dan, he might think I'm talking to him, so we'll just be, Buffa from here on out. So let's go to Guy. Guy, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dan Buffa.
Hello, Dan Buffa.
Hello.
AM to PM.
Thank you. Good start.
And one of the things that I did over the years, I'm a truck driver, so a lot of times I'm isolated in my cab, so I watch things on YouTube. But a lot of the old TV shows I remember watching, but I never remember watching the first episode, like Get Smart. The first episode of Get Smart. I Googled it, you know, and come up and watch it, and, you know, it's kind of interesting how the old TV shows, you watch reruns and reruns and reruns, and you never see the first episode again.
True.
I do that.
Yeah.
Like Highway Patrol, I watch the old Highway Patrol, the old Dragnet. Then for car fanatics, like, I like cars and stuff, so I watch a lot of these found car things on YouTube. And then, of course, I watch, being a truck driver, I watch a lot of car crashes and truck crashes on YouTube. And the people over in Europe, they just drive like nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're the first person to ever mention the old Highway Patrol series with Broderick Crawford. Is that the one you're talking about?
My goodness.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Whoa.
I think I've seen most of them.
That never has been mentioned, that show. And I was a little kid, and I still remember. If I remember, Broderick Crawford, you couldn't understand anything. You said, you couldn't understand him. But he always grabbed that coil cord microphone from the police car with the one rotating cherry on top. It was like a 1956 whatever. And he said, call somebody, because nobody was listening to what he said. That's all I remember about Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford. So thanks for bringing that up.
He also played one episode of Chips one night.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I seen him one episode of Chips. And then I watched a thing about him, and he, I don't know, some kind of car show or something. And he had bought a car similar to that and made a reproduction of his police car from the show. And he's actually pulling somebody over and arresting him. Of course, it's all stunt.
Holy smokes.
All right, Guy. Thank you.
Can I have one more thing?
No. I'm kidding. Of course you can.
It's for Bob with 1-0. It was called 5 W's. It's what, where, when, why, and who. And I remember that from grade school. I'm 63 years old.
Yeah, Bob said the 5 Y's, didn't he?
It's a 5 W's.
Yeah, 5 W's.
Yeah, we misspoke. We've all done it. And I remember the 5 W's, too. I remember a teacher teaching me the 5 W's. You're right. And I'm sure that's what he meant. He got nervous because he's talking to like 3 million people on the show.
And so he only has 1-0.
Yeah.
Thanks. Anything I appreciate else? Your show, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Guy. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. On we go to, we have full phone lines open. 314-821-0590-855-282-8255. Mike Evans mentioned
Brent is there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brent, welcome to 590 The Fan. Sorry, I didn't see your name on the screen. How are you?
Thank you. Glad to be here, AM and the PM.
Hi.
So, you know, we got a lot of time to watch TV, and the kids and my wife and I are watching. We have a Roku device, and we watch Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu. We just watched a series of unfortunate events, and we're trying to figure out something to watch next. And we just started Lost in Space.
Oh, okay. All right.
What are the ages of the people in your family?
Well, I'm in my 50s.
Kids, particularly. I'm not near your wife. I'm mainly kids. I'm interested. How old are the kids?
They are 12, almost 13.
Okay.
What do you think, Buffa?
You know, there's about. Okay, so you have Amazon Prime, Netflix, and I mean, there's just. You're right at that breaking point between 13 years old, and yeah, they can watch it. It's 15, 16 years old. So some of these series, I had to kind of drop off the. I mean, the obvious
some
ones.
You got to watch.
Yeah, like, yeah, wait a little bit. But
Lost in Space, is that the new one? Is that a
new? Yeah, the new one.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, I like that. That was pretty good.
I would say, you know, if you want a show that I think even 12 to 13-year-olds can watch with you, I would say Justified is very good. Timothy Oliphant playing
a
U.S. Marshal. Okay, all right. Man, you're going newer now. See, you know, Goliath with Billy Bob is... Probably with lawyer stuff and what he does, maybe a little bit.
Right. He could go with Good Omens on
Good Omens.
Amazon Prime.
Oh,
that'd
that's
work.
A good idea.
John
okay.
Do you think, what about Jack Ryan? I mean, I have only seen a couple episodes. There's not really a lot of sex in that.
No,
it's just kind of guns and violence.
It's pretty much like the Harrison Ford movies.
Right.
Like, it's just some violence, heavy themes, drama, but...
Like a very political storyline.
But I think...
I can't get into the Jack Ryan thing, because I don't think he looks like that character should look.
I think he's the best one. That's how I'm on
my
the
wife
other
agrees
side.
With you. My what? Wife agrees.
And Harrison Ford was a really good Jack Ryan. I think just Krasinski, right. The way he looks, I think over the two seasons, he looks a little more older by the end of the second season.
What's the
season.
Good Omen about?
Oh, the Good Omens?
I have not finished that one, but it is... Very well regarded.
Yeah, it's a TV show based on a book, and it's basically about like the end of the world, and you've got heaven and hell getting ready for like this big battle, this big war. But then you've got an angel and you've got a demon that are very good friends. And I can't really give too much away.
You can't.
You did it again. You said can't.
I cannot give too much away. I apologize. I didn't mean to say that, Brent. I don't want you to be offended.
Yeah, but Brent, it does have local boy John Hamm in it, too.
Yeah, it does. He plays one of the angels.
That sounds like right up our alley. The Jack Ryan, maybe too violent. My wife's not
right.
Going over that.
There's
a little less violence.
Another good one for your kids. I think it's October Faction. That would be one. That's about like monsters and vampires
That's
and
good.
Stuff like that. Another good one would be Lock and Key. That I actually watched.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Never heard of it.
I don't know that one either.
Yeah, no, those are on Netflix. They're Netflix originals. It's kind of like young adult TV. There's some adult themes in there, but not too much.
Yeah.
Like, it's family-friendly TV shows. I think you'd like that.
Yeah.
I think get into it.
I think Good Omens is kind of one of those shows that I think everybody can get a little bit of something out of it. It's funny,
right.
But it's also kind of like they use real elements that kind of get you going. And Michael Sheen, and I think his name is David Tennant. Wasn't he in Doctor Who?
Yeah, he was Doctor Who two Doctors ago.
And he's such a very underrated. I think he was one of the best Marvel Netflix bad guys on the first season of Jessica Jones.
Purple Man.
Yeah,
he
Purple
was
Man.
So
yeah, look at this
great.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the best season of all round.
He was one of the best villains. And then the second season of Jessica Jones, they just
dropped
it up.
It. And
they
then,
did.
And then, I remember when he walked into that police station and he had all the cops pointing the guns at themselves? He just turned them around.
He
like
had
that.
Everybody like Frank. This is a bad guy that you would like.
He's
like
so,
he wasn't really a psychic, but he had this power that where if he told you to do something, you were under his control for the next 24 hours, basically.
Oh, so
what's
bad.
The name of this thing?
Jessica Jones. The first season is very, very good. The second season, not so much.
I think they just kind of forgot what to do with her.
Yeah, they just lost it.
She needed a good bad, a really good villain. I think afterwards it was just they kept trying and trying so hard.
Hey, guys, I got to go. Thanks for the advice.
You. Thanks, Brent. Thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Steve is next. Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dan Buffa.
Hey, Dan Buffa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Steve. How are you doing?
Real good. I got a question. It's kind of for my mom.
Okay.
I got her a fire stick, okay? And she loves that and everything. But she says she's an Amazon Prime member.
Okay.
And she's trying to watch Amazon Prime, and she says it only comes in every once in a while. She doesn't know what she's doing wrong. And she wants to watch this stuff, like, on Amazon. And she says she's a Prime member, so I don't know. She said it's like crossing her fingers for it to work. Is there any way?
This is more of a Josh Bauman question.
Yeah, but I will say that Amazon, they kind of give you a couple prompts when you want to watch something. There's kind of like on the main menu where you go, okay, I want to watch it. You click it. And then when you want to go to that movies or show screen, it makes you click it again. So maybe she's just forgetting the back-to-back steps. But I think they've always been pretty lined up. There's still ones you have to pay for, even if you have an Amazon Prime member. But everything should be like, when you pull it up for a page, you go, okay, it's available, but you can watch it for free. So,
and that's a good point. Yeah. Amazon Prime, because you belong, does not mean everything you get is free or already paid for. There's a whole bunch of stuff you still have to pay for.
Maybe like, you know, $6.99 for a movie, and that's not too bad.
Oh, that's high. That's the high end.
Yeah.
I don't.
And I watched the first season of Yellowstone on Amazon Prime. And I think it was $20 for all the episodes of one season.
Really?
That wasn't that bad. No, it's $20, maybe $25 at the most, but for 12 episodes, it's well worth it.
And she could have an issue with her Wi-Fi.
Maybe.
You think it might be like an internet connection?
Yeah.
Let's just keep buffering.
It's really hard to know, but I would say if it's kind of taking forever to load, like if all the screens should be coming up pretty fast.
Cross your fingers whether she gets it or not.
That sounds like
a buffering Wi-Fi issue to me.
Slow connection, maybe. A weak connection.
You can get Amazon on the Fire Stick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there.
That's how I had the Fire Stick.
I didn't know.
That's the general.
All right, here's what you need to do. You need to get, like, a grandchild or something, or somebody in, like, you know, the late teens or whatever, to go over to your mom's house and set up Fire Stick for her, because she it's really easy to use once you can get it set up and figured out. And I think you just need to send over somebody to get it set up for her.
Yeah, I mean, I would almost say I've had more problems with Netflix sometimes really loading up correctly. Are taking a while to do
she's
it.
She's got Netflix figured out, man. She really does.
Well, that's good. Netflix, I think Netflix is kind of pulling ahead just a little bit from Amazon.
She's watching stuff that's on Amazon and what's on Hulu, and she's having a hard time doing all that.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, at least she has Netflix, though. If she only had that, I think she could probably have
a
good month's worth of shows.
Never run out of something to watch.
No, because every day Frank, it's just there's something new.
Steve, here's the other thing. Who is this, Steve? This is your mother?
Yes, it is.
All right, has she discovered YouTube yet?
No.
Well, once she does, how old is she?
77.
Let me tell you something. You can take her back to when she was in her 20s, 30s, 40s. She will never, once she discovers YouTube and realizes that she can watch all the stuff she used to watch when she was younger, she'll never run out of things to watch, and it's all free. All of it.
Yeah.
There's more than she can ever watch that's free.
On YouTube, exactly.
If she was a fan of Andy Griffith, or somebody mentioned Highway Patrol or Dallas or Dynasty, just start naming anything. It's on, more than likely, it is on YouTube, and this will be the greatest thing you ever brought to her attention, is YouTube.
Well, ain't that $50 a month? I mean, that's like
$1 a week. No.
Now, what are you talking about? YouTube live TV?
I'm talking about just the site of the app YouTube. It's free.
Yeah, you can watch
YouTube.com or the app YouTube. Either one.
Right, I got the app, but I mean, they keep sending me this thing for YouTube TV.
No. No, you don't have to do that. No, you just basic YouTube. She will never run out of really.
But do you got to stream from that? I mean, how do you do that?
What?
YouTube.
Get to YouTube.
Yeah,
watch it on
a. Go to YouTube.
Oh, you can just watch it on a computer. You can.
And everything.
She probably doesn't have a smart TV. I'm guessing.
Oh, right. Probably not. I think you can find an app for it on the Fire Stick. I'm not sure. See, this is what we need Josh Bauman for.
Yeah.
To the rescue.
Okay, I'm on the wrong day.
Oh, no, you're fine, Steve.
All right, check into it. See, check into YouTube, because once she locks onto that, she's not ever going to need anything else.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, Steve. Thank you. There goes Steve.
Bye-bye.
And, Ed is next. You're popular today. Ed, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Josh Bauman. I'm Josh Bauman. Say hi to Dan Buffa.
Hello, Josh Bauman. I mean Dan Buffa. Hi.
Hello. Hey, that's a longer name, more purpose.
First of all, I'm A in the PM, of course.
Thank you.
Dan and Limey will know this. My wife and I, we take turns picking shows, and the last one she picked, called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
Okay, we're in season 3, episode 4, I believe, and I'm close to bailing.
Right.
Am I bailing too soon, or do I have a point?
You know, Lyman, do you want to take this one?
I was a big fan of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when it first came out, but honestly, I didn't make it further, I think, past the 4th season. I think I bailed when you did, and I'm a diehard comic book fan.
Yeah.
You know, so I was all about this show when it first came out, but it got a bit too hokey, a little bit too
self-indulgent, maybe.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, just, you know, those the cheesy.
Jeez.
Sorry, Rat Boy. The network shows. It just kind of felt like one of those.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes when shows, and even like we can say Jessica Jones, where you come on strong in the first season.
Yeah.
You know, Dexter had that, but then it recovered with its third season, and then it kind of fell off.
It's almost like they ran out of ideas and they tried to keep the story going. But they try to cram too much into one season.
And also, the special effects in a Marvel feature film and the show are just so different. So
way different.
You can't even really lean on that. So let's say the story went bad, but at least you have that good, you know, Marvel
action.
The visual
effects, right.
The visual effects. But I think, you know, TV, any kind of, especially a network, it's hard to pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
That is. Right. So, yeah, no. Right. I'm with you there, Ed. You can probably bail soon.
Yeah, and I think another thing is they, you know, a lot of the shows, like, some of them only have like 10 or 12 a year. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think, are 22 or 23.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
See, that's why I like some of these Netflix original shows, because there's only like 10 or 12 episodes a season. You know, it's easy to kind of binge watch or get through. You know, you can get through in a day or two, but then you've got these NBC and ABC ones, and like, you know, 20 plus episodes, man, it's too much.
It is, and really, like,
totally
even the Ricky Gervais show, Afterlife, is 6 seasons per episode, and they're 30 minutes, so that's like a 6-hour movie to watch both seasons.
Yeah.
Right there, you're done. Yeah,
which I haven't seen the next one.
It's good. It's very good.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Lappy. I got a feeling I'm going to be bailing pretty soon. I appreciate it. I do have one real quick question for Frank.
Sure.
Hey, Frank, I kind of get the feeling from what I've heard, I try to listen to Dan every Tuesday. I get the feeling you have never watched Justified.
I actually think we watched an episode or two. It seems like we did, and I don't know why we quit. I kind of know. It's a lawman, right? He's a real good-looking guy, and he's like a Texas lawman.
Well, Frank.
Yeah. In fact, this just came up last night. I told my wife last night, I said, we need to maybe watch this Justified, because this is the fifth time it's been mentioned in the last week, so I'm going to take another look at it.
Yeah, I really think you'd like it. If I had to pick my two favorite shows of all the ones I've binge-watched, my wife and I think Justified and Banshee would be my two favorites.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm in. And where is this, Netflix?
This is Amazon.
Amazon. Okay, you know what? I am in the next week or so. I'm gonna do a couple episodes of Justified.
It's a good show, and I've always thought of Oliphant as a young Clint Eastwood, and especially the way he walks and the way that he, I don't know, he punches the same. He reminds me of a young Eastwood in these.
All right.
In these, especially in Deadwood, the HBO show. He also plays a lawman. Yeah. So
I always thought I told kinda, you. Sorry. I told you before, I don't know much about him, but I do remember the one thing that just knocked me out was the performance where he said, "I'm not an animal." Oh, that was Elephant Man, not Oliphant. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Oliphant Man?
Yeah.
Hey, that could happen.
Ed, thank you for the call.
Thanks, guys. Keep up good work.
What's he talking about? Right.
I don't know.
Huh?
Not a clue.
I'm giving that Justified another shot.
I don't know
what happened there, but maybe it's the mood you're in. It's the wrong night. You got a bad phone call. Whatever. I'm pretty sure we either, and maybe we started to watch it, and 2 minutes in, we got some phone call that lasted. I don't know, but I'm going to watch it again.
Go back at it again.
You have the floor. Whatever you came in armed with, we're ready.
Tim was wanting to say something, I think, right where you're going into that last part. Or was I wrong?
No.
Oh, man.
I got something to say.
Okay, Limey, what do you have to say?
For Tim, you might like this. For fans of Tudors or Game of Thrones, there's a show on Netflix right now. The fourth season just came out. It's called The Last Kingdom. It is I think it's a very, very good show. It's set back in, like, Frank, you're going to hate it because there's lots of my lord, your grace, you know, lord, king, things like that. But I think your wife would love it.
She would.
It's set in like the 900s over in England. And it's all about how like the Vikings came over and they conquered parts of England and then how the English trying to
It looks pretty good visually, at least.
It is really good. But you're not going to see any like dragons or giants or magic or anything like that. It's historically accurate and it's really good because it shows all the different kingdoms in England coming together.
Yeah. The only thing fascinating to me about any of these shows that take place in, well, you said 900s, but let's say 17-whatever or 18-whatever, is the clothes these people had to wear.
I know.
And layers layers. I mean, women had corsets and then these the pantaloons and a skirt and another skirt. And then men, look at what those guys, they had to stink like crazy at the end of the day.
Yeah, they did.
No matter what the weather, big high boots and pants tucked in them and then a whole bunch of other clothes, never short sleeves. Did they not figure out back then if you cut the sleeves off a shirt, it's cooler? Did they not figure that out?
Well, what about the Western guys that go to these gunfights with these long trench coats on? It's 100 degrees.
The wool. Same.
It's like a wool
same
suit.
Thing.
But no, there is, you know, everybody was disappointed with Game of Thrones, the finale.
Yeah,
but what
it
came
sucked.
Up, it did. And the more I think about it, I really do think they dropped the ball.
They
Head of research,
did.
Makia, I have a project. Google and see when short sleeve shirts, the first known.
What year?
Whatever. That short sleeve shirts.
Are you talking about like T-shirts? Or are you talking
just
like
any
actual
short,
button-up
any short sleeve shirt?
Anything.
My point is, in all of these shows, it's like nobody had yet figured out. Hey, if we cut the sleeves off, it'll be cooler.
1898.
And also,
there you go.
Yeah,
wow.
18. That's earlier than I would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, I mean. I just always watch these shows worrying about their skincare. I go, man, he just got. Hopefully, he just takes an air bath at night. Hopefully.
Wow.
Does it say, Tim, how was it just an accident? The guy ripped his shirt and thought, oh, I'll just leave it like this. His sleeve ripped off. This feels pretty good.
The military created them for the 1898 Spanish-American War, and the soldiers wore them under their uniforms.
Ah, for war.
Didn't become popular in the U.S. till 1913. The U.S. Navy started using them.
Wow.
So they wore short sleeve shirts, but they wore them under their uniform.
Right.
Yeah.
Limey mentioned Tudors earlier.
Jonathan.
Well, that was one of my favorites of all time.
Was it?
Yeah. I tried to convince Frank to watch one episode of that show because I told him there's a stabbing and there's a threesome.
Yeah, it's pretty
and there's
bad.
A big brawl in the first 20 minutes of the first episode. I mean, this thing gets cooking from the get-go.
Now, the first, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, isn't that his name?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
I have a scene from one of those, from the Tudors.
What? Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Yep. No.
There we go.
Oh, man.
Tudors, get it?
What happened?
I don't get it.
No, we get it. Yeah, no, we're
Tudors.
I missed something.
We get it.
Oh, man.
Because Dan is a friend. Just for Dan, as friends, let's act like that was funny.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
A good one, Dan.
Yeah, man. You
not,
got me.
It's a not, good one. Not bad. Not good.
I would give Tudors a look because the threesome got my attention. So I would, yeah, I'm up for that.
That's it. That's an instant thing. Okay, it's at least going to get one click. Maybe no more than that.
Yeah, and if I'm not careful, this is another whole topic, the whole threesome thing. We'll get into that one day, maybe. What else do you have, Mr. Buff?
Okay, so there's a lot of news. And even in the last couple of days, Nicolas Cage, is going to play.
Yes. I can't believe this.
And I can't wait for it because I like Nicolas Cage. He's going to play
Disaster.
Joe at Exotic
you
in
know,
Tiger King.
Honestly? Character. I think this, because Nicolas Cage has been making terrible movies for about the last 10 years.
Like, he's got to pay bills.
We all have bills, and he messed around with the IRS, and they got him. So, I mean, he's just been throwing out these crappy movies. I think that this TV series could actually be Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man.
It could
like,
be.
This
I
could
hope
be the
you're
thing
right,
that,
because... Really,
like, puts him back into the spotlight.
I mean, Limey, he had a good 10 or 15 year run where he
was fantastic. He had movies like The Rock.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he was a box office star, but he can act too.
Face Off was a great one.
I love Face Off.
He won an Oscar, I think, for Leaving Las Vegas, and he was also nominated for Adaptation.
And then it all just started going downhill when he did that movie where he could see, like, into the future.
Yeah, Knowing.
Knowing, or was it Next or something? I don't know.
But
he
also,
was terrible.
He was bad in The Ghost Rider.
Let's not forget, was it Weatherman? Was it, or Family Man? Where was he woke up? He was somebody else.
Family Man.
I love that
Family
movie.
Man was a great movie. Mm-hmm.
He was really good.
The Weatherman was, it was all right.
Yeah, it was kind of like a different version of that.
Yeah.
Where he kind of,
He was just a guy going through a midlife crisis in Weatherman.
Family Man was kind of a modern day It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, I mean, in both movies, he's kind of like a jerk who finds humanity.
True.
Brian, Con Air.
Love that movie.
Con Air. Yeah.
That was a good movie.
What was so good about him. He could be an action hero, thinking man's hero, and then he could play a really bizarre person like an Adaptation or in Leaving Las Vegas where
he's
trying to drink himself to death.
I think the reason Bangkok he plays a good bizarre person is that I think probably in real life he is as bizarre as anybody you would ever meet. Look, this is 100%. A guy who admits he has always had a fascination with Elvis Presley, and to his credit, look what he pulls off. He marries Presley's daughter.
Yeah.
Or granddaughter. No, daughter. Lisa Marie. Wow, way to go, Nick.
I've got one for you guys that is a little out of the box, and it was reincarnated into my mind because I was so bored. I watched this Charlize Theron movie called Tully.
Yeah.
Which came out a couple years
ago. Jason Reitman.
Tully. She plays this mom who kind of is battling depression, and she's about to give birth to their third child, and her relationship with her husband is good, and she ends up hiring a nanny. In this movie, and Frank, there's a threesome scene in this movie too, at my way.
Oh,
all right.
Mackenzie Davis, I think, plays the nanny.
So she hires this nanny, and she ends up becoming real good friends with the nanny. But she's so bored before she hires the nanny that she is watching a series on this show that I watched every episode of.
Oh no!
And you remember what it was?
I don't remember what it was.
It was the series Gigolos.
She was
addicted to watching the show Gigolos, and I'm telling you, there is a show, and I think it's produced by Showtime. And there's about six, and these are real life gigolos living in Las Vegas, and it's a documentary shot about these guys and the women that pay them and the relationship they have with them, and these guys trying to launch all their sidetrack careers. They're half hour episodes, so they're quick hitters. It's kind of funny.
And
each gigolo is so arrogant in his own different, unique way.
Always.
And it's how they interact with each other and how sometimes they steal each other's clients and stuff.
Yep.
It is a hell of a watcher.
And it's one of those shows where you can just get lost in. It's kind of like diving down one of those YouTube rabbit holes where all of a sudden it was light out and now it's dark.
Like one of them is a guy that's kind of like Chris Rock says, you don't want to be the old dude in the club.
No,
this guy is like the old, like he's probably in his 50s.
Yeah,
he's
easily.
A great. His name's Brace.
Yeah,
and he's a great actor, or he's a great personality in this. And it is by Showtime, by the way. It aired from 11 to 16.
I think there's still, if you have on demand, you should be able to watch it.
Yeah, you can. And Charlize Theron was watching the show in Tully, and it reminded me because I totally forgot about it. It's great. I loved it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
Tully. I loved it.
Yeah, it was kind of it came out and then it was just kind of dusted over by better award season movies. I watched it. I liked it. You know, she plays this overworked, just, you know, she's just, her life is just kind of robotic. She's got a bunch of kids, kind of a husband that neglects her a little bit, and so mm-hmm. she just hires help.
Right.
And let's just say
at night.
It has a big effect on her life.
Yeah.
And Mackenzie Davis is kind of sneaky hot.
If you want to see a website with these real-life gigolos in real life, and they agreed to have their life shot as a documentary, the website is Cowboys, and then the number 4, Cowboys for Angels.
Oh.
That's
it.
Cowboys.
Write down notes.
Cowboys, the number 4.
Number 4,
and then Angels. Right.
So, you know.
Is that a .com or something?
I believe so.
Tim gives you that, and then Limey gives you the medieval threesomes. Man, you're gonna be stocked up for a while.
I wonder how big do you think the gigolo business is? I think
there's a lot of rich gals and one young hunks. You'd be surprised.
I think it's a
especially
business
now
for patronized by rich women. Unlike the hooker business, you know, all levels of guys buy hookers. But I think when you get into the gigolo thing, you're talking about wealthy women in places, maybe not St. Louis, but some
I'd do it. Is there a way to apply?
I think I could.
I'm flexible.
Now, I know going in that occasionally you're going to have to spend the evening with maybe a woman who's not too attractive, but she's got a boatload of money.
Yep. Yeah, right.
And yep. I think you can suffer through it for about $5,000 a night.
And some of these women are way kinkier than you would ever think men are, or women are. I mean, like, they make these guys dress up in, like, you know, costumes, like mascot costumes and stuff, and you know, it's
an extra $2,000 for me. Yeah. I charge more for that. And by the way, the diaper, $10,000. That's a $10,000 wow. night if I wear a diaper.
Just right there. Frank, I do want to say one more thing if we're on sort of close to Nicolas Cage. There's a movie of his that I love that nobody talks about enough is Lord of War.
Yeah.
Well, he played an arms dealer.
That is a fascinating story.
And his brother, Jared Leto.
Uh-huh.
And then you have former Tom Brady's wife, Bridget Moynihan, playing his wife. And it's a movie where you have this guy who...
He's a real person.
And he's based on a real person.
Yeah.
Who is this really brilliant arms dealer, but it's the effect on his home life mm-hmm. and eventually his family. Mm-hmm. And Nicolas Cage... You know, he plays a guy named Yuri, but Nicolas Cage pulls it off. He pulls it off a lot better than he did in that Captain Morelli's Mandolin.
Yuri. Yeah, Yuri. He was from Russia.
Yeah. So I mean,
I'm trying to think of who it was actually based on, but he's called the Lord of War, the Lord of Death, and he's a guy who basically did all the black market arms dealings for all those, like, you know, those really out there countries like
and
Somalia,
like,
and stuff like that.
Competing countries for war. He'll sell weapons to both of them.
Exactly.
You know what movie we forgot?
What?
And we can't forget it.
Face Off.
No, we mentioned Face Off.
Yeah, we mentioned
it. Okay. Dan did. Moonstruck.
Moonstruck. Yeah, let's share.
A terrific romantic movie.
Maybe the 80s, I think, late
80s. It's really good, and it still holds up because I watched it about a year ago.
And also Raising Arizona, the Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah.
He's just
one of my top 20, if not top 10.
Just, I mean, that movie is bizarre, but it's also Nick Cage, Holly Hunter.
John Goodman is in there. John Goodman plays a big role. Tex Cobb plays a bounty hunter. I mean, it's hilarious.
It's a movie that it's quintessential, or should I say the best Coen Brothers movie.
I'm going to step in right now.
Uh-oh.
About Raising Arizona. I have tried three times to watch it. I got 10 minutes, 20 minutes in. I thought, what am I not getting? Now I'm going to have to try it again. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Tim said it's one of his 10 favorite movies. The late Terry Daly, this was his all-time favorite movie, was Raising Arizona.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what I'm missing.
I mean,
but I will try it again.
The opening scene of the movie, and Nicolas Cage is getting booked at a police station with mugshots, and he's hitting on the cop that's taking the photo.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's
yeah,
and it works.
And it works. They're having a kid with her.
And it's funny, it's because even with the humor and the crazy things, it's got a heart. And it does. It's kind of the, and that's what the Coens did so well when they wrote.
Is Arizona the baby or something?
It's the Arizona is the last name of the family has, was it quintuplets?
Yep.
and
a bunch of kids.
And Nicolas Cage and Holly Hunter as a couple, she's barren, and so they convince each other that they got more than they can handle, and so they go and kidnap one of the five kids.
They're doing a good thing.
Right.
You know, but helping themselves.
And John Goodman and his buddy break out of prison, and they're like stowed away with Nicolas Cage. And then they realize he's stolen the baby, and then they steal the baby from him. And the dad that lost the baby hires Tex Cobb as a bounty hunter to go find the baby. And it's just so goofy.
And the one scene where the baby's in the middle of the road, mm-hmm. and he's on the bike, and he's almost to it, and something happens. I don't know. It's got a little bit of everything, I think.
I tried to make fun of Frank a couple of weeks ago when Frank talked about whether or not he'd have the guts to be a convenience store robber. And in the Raising Arizona movie, Nicolas Cage puts a panty on his head, grabs diapers for the baby, walks up to the counter with a gun and says, "I'll be taking these Huggies and whatever cash you got."
Yeah.
And when we were talking about Frank being a bank robber, I said Frank's line would be, "I'll be taking these Oreos and whatever cash
That's
you
right.
got."
Well, hey, that Jim? Was the old me, Tim. Oh, that's not the that's not me now. 1 week into my massive weight loss, where I'm down 10 pounds already in a week. No Oreos for me, thank you.
I'll be taking these carrots.
Remain strong.
Nobody likes to laugh more than I do. Nobody appreciates a good joke more than I do, or a good funny story. There are two movies though that I just have to try it again, and I've given each one of them 3 shots. One is Raising Arizona, and the other is The Big Lebowski. I don't know what I'm missing here.
I would say Raising Arizona is, even as much as I like Jeff Bridges in that movie, I like Raising Arizona a little bit better.
We got Jim on the phone, too. He's been on the phone for a little bit.
Then let's talk to him. The wait is over. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dan Buffa.
Hello, Dan Buffa. I'm AM and a PM.
All right. Hello.
Got to be quick, but I have a little bit to say, but... I'll say it as a statement, not a question. Nick Cage's name in Fast Times Richmond High was Nicholas Coppola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure was.
And also, my call was mainly for Limey. Brits and Irish call each season a series. It bugs the heck out of me. So the new series is coming up. I tell them at length, look, it's not a series, it's a season. So and in all other languages it translates to season. It's not just the Americans have it effed up. Explain that to me, please. What's the deal with that?
I have no idea. I think they just call it that because, you know, the show is played out like a series. You know, you've got 6 episodes, so by the end of it, you're gonna have your series.
Here's what you say to them, Jim. You go, "Hey, you're in America now, all right?"
and it translates in other countries as season. So Ireland and the UK are wrong, and the rest of the world is right, not just the USA.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one.
When you're sitting right here in America, you don't argue with
absolutely
Jim
not.
About that. Now, you have 1 minute, Mr. Buffett. You know how to end it. You also probably have 30 seconds of that minute to steer us toward anything you want to before you leave.
You know, there's an older but not too old movie on Netflix now called Den of Thieves with Gerard Butler. He plays a cop going after some bank robbers that I think is a very kind of B-movie slab of Michael Mann's Heat.
Okay.
You know, it's that kind of thing. If it was kind
of
like
Gerard Butler. I like him.
He's really good in this movie. He plays kind of the Al Pacino role. He is going after bank robbers. So I think that if you want something really big blast cinematic on Netflix, Den of Thieves, it was kind of forgotten about when it came out a few years ago.
All right. You know what to do.
Until next week, I'm Dan Buffa, and I've had enough of.
There he goes. Off to watch some more stuff. He'll be back again next Tuesday. I think you know what's coming up if you're a regular listener at all. An hour chock full of stuff. First the news, the Playhouse. And Bill Cleveland and The Joke and Mike Evans. How do they do it? How do they cram it all into an hour? You're about to find out. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC
News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. More than 70,000 people in the U.S. are dead because of complications from the coronavirus. Still, the number of new cases is on the rise. Researchers say at least 25,000 people in the country are infected with the virus each day. Americans are starting to see the nation's meat shortage in their shopping. Tom Roberts reports.
The largest grocer, Kroger, is limiting the amount of ground beef and pork customers can buy. Even bulk store Costco is placing a limit of 3 packages for its meat. And anyone going to one of about 1,000 Wendy's stores learns they have no hamburgers to sell. Dozens of meat processing plants had to shut down after workers tested positive for COVID-19. Other grocers are warning customers they may